Now, boys and girls, last night I did a wee bit of shopping. So here's my shopping bag. You might find it hard to believe that a man was in a shop, but he was. So last night I went into the shop and I got something that I'm sure you like for your breakfast. Any ideas what it might be? Yeah. Chocolate Rice Krispies, good guesses. Any more guesses? What do you think? Yeah, another good guess. Right, well, I'll show you what I have in my bag. First of all, let me bring this out. Okay. Kellogg's Start. Has anybody ever had that for their breakfast? Would anybody like to come and hold this up for me? Okay, what do we see? Somebody would be nice and quiet. Yeah, you come, Molly. And you hold it up. Okay. And what does it say? Nice and loud. Start. Okay, you're all awake. That's good. Start. What happened at the start of this whole universe? Well, let's find out what happened at the start. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. That's the start of the Bible. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's how it all started. Boys and girls, don't let anybody tell you that you came from apes. And whenever somebody says, oh, we just came from apes, God didn't make us, well, you just ask them a question. How is it that there are still apes today? If anybody says to you that people came from apes, you just say, well, why is there apes in our world today? No, we didn't come from apes. God created us. God made us. And there was one of the boys there who read that verse, and it's very important. Listen to it. Every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Don't forget that. Never ever forget it. As long as you live, you will give account to God. The person who made you, the person who was there at the start, one day you and I will have to stand before him. I wonder what we'll say then. Lord, I was good and I tried to keep your laws and I tried to keep the Ten Commandments. And Lord, I tried to obey the Bible. I hope you don't say that. Because if you say that to God, you know what he'll say? I'm sorry, you can't come into heaven. I hope, boys and girls, whenever you stand before God, that you'll say, Lord, I broke your law and I did some really bad things, but Lord, your son died in my place. That's why you can be in heaven. Okay? Remember what happened at the start. In the beginning, God created everything, and he created you. Now, thank you very much. Do you want to set that there cereal on the chair here, and you can go down and have a rest? So there's the first one, Kellogg's Start. Okay, well, let's see what else there is in the bag. Okay, yeah, so, well, don't know if anybody said this one. Chickens. Close. Hands up who likes Kellogg's cornflakes. I love them. Especially with nice ice cold milk and sugar. Boy, you wouldn't beat it with a big stick. All right, Kellogg's cornflakes. What's on the front of the cornflakes? Is it a chicken? Hands up who thinks it's a chicken. Who thinks it's a rooster? Right, we better get it right. Well, for the people who put their hand up for the rooster, you're right, because this is a rooster. Okay, so here's the Kellogg's rooster on the front of the cornflakes. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us about a rooster. And it tells us that one night, there was a man called Peter. And Peter had a big head. I don't mean that his head was really big. But what I mean was, he thought he was the bee's knees. And he said, Lord Jesus, even if everybody denies you, I'll never deny you. Lord, I'll never say no. But it wasn't very long until there was a wee girl came to Peter and she said, are you friends with Jesus? Are you one of his followers? No, oh no, I don't know that man. No way. Peter wasn't so big then. Peter said no. He let the Lord down 3 times, and then the Bible says the cock crew, the rooster began to crow. And Jesus, the Son of God, had already told Peter, Peter, you're going to deny me. You're going to sin. And the cock's going to crow. The rooster's going to crow. And Peter heard the rooster. And my, he felt so bad. The Bible says that he went out and he wept bitterly. Boys and girls, none of us are any better than Peter. I'm afraid we're all in the same boat. We have all sinned. Because I know before I became a Christian, there were times whenever I said no. God was speaking to me, not with a big booming voice from the sky, but he was speaking to me from this book. And he was saying to me, now I have created you and I love you and I want to forgive your sins. Will you receive my Son as your Savior? And guess what I said? No. No. Just the same as Peter. Maybe you have said no to Jesus. Maybe there's some of the mums and dads and you've said no to Jesus. You're still saying no to Jesus. Don't say no any longer. Receive Jesus because he's the only Savior. Now, let's see what else I have. Yeah, some of you said this here. Rice Krispies. Does anybody like Rice Krispies? Would anybody like Rice Krispies now? Have you got a bowl there? No? No? Forgot your bowl, did you? Right. Okay, who wants to hold this one up? Let's have a boy this time. Tristan. Come on, you up here. Thank you. Rice Krispies. And what noise do the Rice Krispies make? Snap, crackle, and pop. Isn't that right? But you know, boys and girls, I want to ask you a question. Does anybody know what the Rice Krispies are made from? There's lots of wee tiny things in there. What are they? Any ideas? Yeah? Good guess. Any more guesses? Yeah? Yeah, very good. These are all really good guesses. The Rice Krispies are made from wee grains of rice, isn't that right? Every one of them in there, they're wee tiny grains of rice. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us there was a day whenever Jesus talked about a grain. And he said, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Faith as a grain of mustard seed. I don't have a mustard seed tonight with me. But if I did, and I was to hold it out to you in my hand, you could hardly see it. You'd probably need a magnifying glass to see it. It's really tiny. But Jesus is saying, even if your faith is small, that's not what matters. What matters is that your faith is in me. Boys and girls, you may say, oh, well, I'm not a very strong person and my faith is not very strong. It doesn't matter. As long as your faith is in the right person. As long as your faith is in Jesus. So there we have it. The Rice Krispies. Tristan, thank you very much. Would you like to set your box up on the chair and we'll make some room here? And we'll stack them up. I'm not sure if I'd be much good in Tesco stacking the shelves, but what do we see? What else have we here? Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to say, I'm very partial to this. Now, is there a girl to hold this up for me? All right, Holly, would you like to come? What's this called? Special K. Yeah, Special K. Does anybody like this? Any of the mums and dads like this? Well, maybe some of you who need to slim, maybe you like it, maybe you need to go on it. I certainly need to go on it. I think I'll have to go on a diet, but my diet starts in the morning. Okay, not tonight. Right, Special K. Boys and girls, I want to tell you tonight about a special person. A special person. In fact, he's the most amazing person of all. Jesus is his name. Everything about him is special. He was born in a very special way because the Bible says he came into this world and he didn't have sin like you and me. The Bible tells us that when he was only 12, he went to the temple and he was talking with all the big important leaders and rulers in the temple, and they were amazed at him that a young boy knew so much. They said to themselves, this boy's special. He grew up, and one day he was sailing across the Sea of Galilee. There's a big storm arose, and he just stood up and he said, peace be still. And the storm disappeared. There's another day he said, Peter, you need some money, don't you? Go and throw your fishing line into the sea, and the first fish that you catch, there'll be a coin in his mouth. And what happened? Whoosh! First fish that came up, what was in his mouth? A coin, exactly as Jesus had said. He's special, isn't he? Oh, how could we forget about the day when there was a man called Lazarus who was dead for 4 days, and Jesus stood at his grave and said, Lazarus, come forth. And what do you think happened? Did he stay in the grave? No, he came out of the grave. Imagine that, a dead man walked out of a grave. Imagine if we went to some of the graves around here, the cemeteries around the city, and you were walking around the graves, and somebody got up out of the grave and walked away. I think you'd need to sit down, wouldn't you? Lazarus came out of the grave. Do you know why Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth? Because if he hadn't said Lazarus, everybody in the graveyard would have come out of their graves. So he said, Lazarus, you come forth. He's special. And he can save you. He can forgive your sins. It doesn't matter how terrible you feel tonight about your sins and how ashamed you feel. Doesn't matter what you've done. Jesus is so special. He can forgive all your sins because he shed his blood. And here's something else about Jesus. He's so special. He not only can save you, but he can keep you. Because there's a lot of people in our wee country, and they start off as a Christian, but then it doesn't last for too long. But Jesus is able to keep you, because he's special. Okay, Holly, thank you very much. Could you go over and set your box on the chair? Thank you, very good. By the way, if anybody wants to take one of these boxes home afterward, you can have it. All right? What do you think of that for a deal? Right, my last box tonight. I haven't had this actually for a while. You don't mind if I go and have a bowl? Money joking, I'm not going. I'll have some later on maybe. What's this called? Yeah, just right. Okay, we better get a boy. It's time, Dara. Just right. Boys and girls, I want to tell you tonight that Jesus is just right for you. He is exactly the person you need. Mums and dads, tonight I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is just right for you. He is the Savior you need. Everything that we could possibly need, we find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, there's no doubt about it tonight. The person we hear about every Friday night in Lifeliners, he's just right, isn't he? Yeah. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will help us when we fall. He's just like the shepherd, isn't he? Remember Cameron's wee verse there a minute ago, the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, he's the shepherd. Whenever we fall down, whenever the wee lambs fall down, Jesus lifts them up. The shepherd lifts them up. And he's just right. Thank you, Dara. Very good. So there we have it, all these Kellogg's cereals. We started off with this one. Start. Don't forget what happened at the start, boys and girls. God created the heaven and the earth. Oh, but the Kellogg's rooster reminds us of the problem that we call sin. Sin, yeah, and we have all got that problem. The Rice Krispies, they remind us that even if our faith is weak, as long as it's in Jesus, then he can take away our sins because he is special and because he is just right. Okay, thank you very much, boys and girls. You have listened really well, and I know that you're just itching to get your treats, so we're not going to delay any longer. Let's have the final hymn. It's number 726 in the hymn book, 726. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Let's start.